profound sound is a staple of a certain kind of cutting-edge music that ends up in clubs and galleries and various less-than-conventional spaces. But as WNYC's Stephen Nesson reports, some of these metal melodies are finding their ways from the junkyard to the symphony hall.
It's a drummer's dream. They're rusty coils, plastic radiator covers caked in grime, empty gas tanks, ribbed hubcap rims, and a whole trailer full of oil drums. This isn't the sound of your average dumpster diving sound artist. It's a platoon of percussionists from the New York Philharmonic. They're on a reconnaissance mission at a Staten Island salvage yard.
One of the purposes of this trip is to find metallic sounds that don't have always that resonant. More getting to bass drum.
Magnus Lindberg, a Finnish composer in residence at the New York Philharmonic, is leading the expedition.
This is only one aspect of the piece. It's not only for the show aspect of it.
Lindberg is enlisting the musician's help in scoring the latest version of his work, Kraft, which has its New York premiere next week. Kraft, which means strength, is performed on industrial instruments, or what others might call junkyard scraps.
This could really be the big one in the center, under the...
Amid the cash for clunkers' carcasses, Lindbergh's Eureka is a shiny, 5-foot-tall metallic oxygen canister. He thinks it should work perfectly, suspended by wire in the middle of Avery Fisher Hall.
To make a big noise then.
Lindbergh's crew also acquires radiator covers, a red panel from a sewer cleaning truck, a battered stop sign, and more. Turning them into performance-grade instruments is the job of audio engineer Lou Manarino. He lives nearby and visited this scrapyard with his father when he was a kid. He has just under 2 weeks to prepare, and he's mainly concerned about two things.
I'm worried about the musicians complaining about what it smells like. That's the first. And second, if something generates too much of a sound, it can sometimes put the ears into crisis. I call it ear fatigue.
Lindberg insists on locally harvesting scrap every time he performs Kraft. After this, he'll be bringing the piece to France, where he says the junkyards aren't nearly as good. For WNYC, I'm Steve Nesson.
To see a video of the New York Philharmonic at the scrapyard, visit WNYC.org.